弟兄姊妹早晨。在我们教会的宣教工作里面，我们上次提过，在 BC 内陆里面有两条线，一条就是上希素屯原住民的地方来到去传福音，另外一条线呢是沿住我们加美的边境三号公路，一路去沿途来到去探访各地的餐馆或者是一些士多的中国人。最后的终站呢，我们在 Trail 那里来到去停留。在 Trail 里面附近的地方呢，我们是探访到有一班的新朋友的时候，他们认识了神，我们想想怎样来到去牧养他。后来我们就有机会和 Trail 的宣道会来到去合作，就成为了一个伙伴的关系。我们在列治文环宣道会派我们的事工队每个星期每个月两次这样来到去到当中，和他们查经，和他们做敬拜的侍奉，去培养他们。他在里面的宣道会呢，就提供一个场地支援是我们的事工队，让这班的弟兄姊妹在里面来到去有地方来到去聚会，有地方来到去成长。这个呢，就是我们怎样和 Trail 宣道会来到去结上一个的合作伙伴。今天我们很高兴能够有 Trail 宣道会的牧师 Pastor Ken Madigan 在我们当中来到去分享神的说话。Pastor Ken, please come forward and bring the message of God to us.
Joe-san, ni hao ma. How are they doing?
Do I need a translator? Good morning, how are you?
That's good. How
I
are
they? I gotta do my job. Right?
That's right. How are they doing?Thank you. I got that one.
You got that one. Good.
It is an honor for me to be standing here this morning. As I think of the journey that these two churches have taken together over the past few years, I stand in awe and amazement at what the Lord our God has done. Nearly 2 years ago, Pastor Chan came to me. To let me know of the work you had been doing and asked me if we could partner together on a ministry to the Chinese people of the West Kootenai.
He said, I'll tell you about the work of our church.
Honestly, it was a pleasant surprise to learn that the people in my neighborhood were finally being reached for the glory of Jesus Christ.
老实讲啊，这个咁嘅邀请对我嚟讲系一个好大嘅惊喜，因为咧能够令我哋嘅社区，我哋嘅华人社区。在这个Kootenai西区那里有机会听到神的福音是一个很好的信息。
What joy I had as a pastor to find out that people who lived close to our church, who we could not reach because of the language barrier, would finally find friendship.
对我一个牧者来讲是几咁的欢喜快乐，因为呢本来在我们社区居住的华人因为这个语言障碍的关系不能够听到福音，现在有机会听到福音，对我来讲是很大的喜乐。
That they would finally be able to hear the word of God.
最后他们藉着这样来有机会听到神的话语。
Of course, I said yes with great excitement.
对陈牧师的邀请，我当然是满怀高兴地来到答应。
And the partnership between our two churches officially began.
咁咧，我哋两个教会嘅携手合作嘅就正式开始啦。
Over the past year, I have had the privilege of working with many of your friends and fellow congregants.
喺过去一年当中咧，我有好多嘅机会同你哋教会嘅朋友、你哋教会嘅会众一齐嘅同工。
As they have courageously come week after week and month after month as missionaries to my town. I say courageously because, as I'm sure they can tell you, it is a beautiful yet rugged part of the world they travel to.
It is a beautiful yet rugged part of the world they travel to.
Many of their trips are taken on a Greyhound bus through 6 snowy mountain passes.
好多時候佢哋都係坐灰狗巴士，佢要經過有幾個嘅雪山覆蓋嘅山坳先嚟得到。
They have been a wonderful example of what happens when God truly captivates hearts for mission.
佢哋成為一個好好嘅榜樣，就係神點樣能夠感動我哋嘅心，鼓動我哋去做宣教。
As much as they have done the work of reaching out to the people of Trail in a tangible way,
正當佢哋喺呢個 Trail 呢個社區用一啲有形式嘅用外展嘅方法接觸到社群嘅時候。
I also am very much aware that they can't do this work alone.
我亦都意識到佢哋唔係靠住佢哋自己嚟到做呢件事嘅。
I know there has to be a great church standing behind them.
我知道佢哋一個強而有力嘅教會做佢哋嘅後盾。
Supporting them financially, praying for them, encouraging them.
用即係祈禱托住佢哋，用金錢支持佢哋，喺佢哋背後係做佢哋嘅後盾。
And being on a much larger team that allows them to do what they do.
成為佢哋背後嘅一個強大嘅團隊，支持佢喺前線工作。
To those of you who are involved in this church supporting the BC Interior Missions team, I thank you.
我想多謝你哋在座邊一位係喺呢個教會就係參與呢個 BC 內陸事工作為支持者嘅，我好多謝你哋。
I count it a privilege to be on the same team as you and to be in partnership with such a great church.
我覺得係你哋團隊嘅一份子，同埋係你哋能夠同你哋咁強而有力嘅教會嚟到同工，我覺得係一個好大嘅榮幸。
As I'm sure you know, you are making a difference for the kingdom of God.
因為我知道你喺神嘅角度裏邊係引起咗一個改變，引起一個好大嘅作用。
A difference that will last for eternity.
呢個改變，呢個作用係能夠存到永恆嘅。
Please accept my deep appreciation for the Richmond Chinese Alliance Church.
請你接受我對列治文華人宣道會深深嘅謝意。
For having the vision and the heart for reaching lost people with the love of Jesus Christ.
因為你哋因為耶穌基督愛嘅事嘅緣故，你願意去擺上自己去尋找失喪嘅人。
You have truly been an example of taking the great commission of Jesus seriously as you've looked beyond your city to the rest of the province and the ends of the earth.
因為咧，因為你哋跟隨呢個耶穌基督嘅大界命嘅緣故，你係犧牲自己，離開自己嘅社區，去到 BC 省另外嘅地區，亦都去到世界嘅地極。
Additionally, your work and your heart for bringing the gospel to the lost and lonely has inspired the people of Trail.
事實上，你哋嘅擺上，你哋去向接觸嗰啲失喪嘅人，咁樣嘅做法係已經啟迪咗我哋社區嘅人。
You're inspiring them to follow in your steps.As you follow in the Lord's.
你影響佢哋，你啟迪佢哋，跟隨你哋嘅腳蹤，好似你跟隨主耶穌基督嘅腳蹤一樣。
Your impact has gone beyond that of the people you have met and served in the Chinese community of Trail.
你對我哋嘅影響係多過你對你所接觸嘅華人社區嘅影響。
I think perhaps one of the moments where the people of Trail Alliance Church began to really take notice and be challenged was at Christmas time.
我相信咧，其中有一個影響我哋最大嘅咧，就係一次嘅聖誕節。
When the BC Interior Missions team from Richmond got on a bus at approximately 6 p.m. Christmas Day，
就係有一個嘅聖誕日，大概六點鐘嘅時候，華人宣道列治文華人宣道會嘅 BC 內陸隊就坐上一架巴士。
They then rode that bus for 12 hours and began to serve the people of Trail on Boxing Day。
佢哋坐嗰架巴士一路要12个小时，到咗 Trail 嘅时候，喺呢个节礼日 Boxing Day 嘅时候开始侍奉当地嘅社区。
As we made this known to our congregation, there was a sense of awe that went out over the crowd.
当我将呢个消息同我哋嘅会众分享嘅时候咧，佢哋觉得非常之嘅惊叹。
The thought of giving up Christmas dinner with families to serve others was so far from many of our minds.
因为我哋嚟睇咧，你能够放棄你哋同家人一齊食呢個聖誕晚餐嘅機會嚟到遠方嚟到侍奉我哋咧，佢哋係從來未想過嘅。
In our minds, what they did and continue to do is an unbelievable sacrifice.
因為咧，你哋咁樣做喺我哋嘅諗法咧，係根本係難以置信嘅一種嘅犧牲。
It has made all of us start to question our level of commitment. It made all of us wonder what was motivating this team for mission. Motivation is a powerful thing. With motivation, people can run marathons, climb mountains, and make incredible sacrifices in order to attain their goal. People are motivated by a variety of things. They are motivated by money or fame or personal satisfaction. Usually, people are motivated by something that will ultimately bring them a benefit. But what motivates a team of people to leave the city, drive out to the country, and make some significant sacrifices for the sake of the gospel and mission? What keeps them motivated for mission? What keeps us motivated for mission? In the passage I want to read this morning, Jesus deals with people's motives. And as he deals with people's religious motives, he answers the question, what motivates us for the Christian life? And out of that, what motivates us for mission? Would you please turn to Matthew 22, verses 34 to 40, which is also known as the Great Commandment. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. In this account, we have the third question in a series of questions that are being asked of Jesus. They are questions that are motivated by politics and religion. And they are being asked by the religious leaders who are trying to get Jesus to trip over his own words. The first question is asked by the Pharisees' disciples, who, along with some Herodians, ask about whether or not it's lawful to pay taxes to Caesar. They were trying to trick him into committing treason by speaking against Caesar. However, Jesus wisely points out that it is Caesar's image on the coin, so go ahead and give it to him.
用一個銀錢嘅話，呢個銀錢上面有凱撒嘅頭，所以咧該殺嘅就分翻該殺。
Then the Sadducees who don't believe in resurrection try luring Jesus into a theological debate about the resurrection.
咁嗰啲撒都該人，佢哋係唔信有復活嘅，佢哋就想咧引耶穌入一個嘅神學上嘅辯論。
And Jesus astounds them by saying that he is the God of the living and not the dead.
咁耶穌嘅回答佢咧，就令到佢哋好出奇。佢話：我係活人嘅主，我唔係死人嘅主。
Then finally, upon hearing how Jesus had silenced the Sadducees,
最後咧，佢哋發現到耶穌堵住呢個撒都該人嘅口嘅時候
，the law-keeping, law-making Pharisees gathered together.
咁嗰啲咧法利賽人，嗰啲制定律法嘅人咧，佢哋就聚集。
And a lawyer among them comes up with a great question.
咁佢哋其中有一個律法師就問一條大嘅問題。
In fact, it is a question that history tells us they have been debating for a while.
其實呢個問題咧，如果我哋查一查歷史咧，佢哋自己本身咧已經喺度討論咗好耐噶啦。
The question was, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?"
問題就係咁問嘅，夫子，律法上嘅戒命哪一條是最大的呢？
For Pharisees, there were more than 600 laws.
法利賽人佢哋有多過600嘅律法。
And they wanted to know which of them was the greatest.
佢哋想知道咁多律法當中邊一條係最大嘅。
Which one did they really have to hold on to?
邊一條佢哋要緊守嘅。
Which one of the laws would they get the most credit for?
邊一條佢哋守得到嘅話咧，佢哋功德就係最大嘅。
And from the context, we see that the motives of the Pharisees are suspect as well.
所以咧，從呢度嘅內容睇咧，我哋睇到呢個法利賽人咧，佢哋嘅動機係值得懷疑嘅。
It is possible that they were hoping that Jesus would give them an answer that would make them look like good law-keeping religious people.
佢哋好可能就想耶穌俾佢一個答案啫，就即係稱許佢哋係一個好嘅守律法嘅一羣嘅人。
They were likely hoping that he would give them more reason for their religious pride.
或者咧，佢都希望咧，耶穌基督嚟到就認可佢哋咧，能夠更加佢哋對佢哋自己嗰個見證嚟有驕傲。
However, this time as Jesus answers, he deals with all of their motives.
但今次耶穌基督嘅回答咧，佢係針對佢哋嘅動機而回答問題。
And gets to the heart of what ought to be the motivation of people who are following God.
就係話咧，要針對一個最主要嘅中心，就係跟隨耶穌基督嘅人，佢個心入邊個動機應該係點樣先係正確。
You see, he not only answers their question directly and powerfully.
佢唔單止好直接、好有力咁樣回答佢嘅問題，
but he also provokes within the hearer a question that is as direct as they come.
同埋咧，亦都挑起一個問題，直接咁嚟到針對問翻佢哋。
In probably the top five most quotable verses of the Bible, Jesus answers their question.
好可能都係聖經當中咧好多最多人引用嘅五條嘅經文嘅經節之中，耶穌基督就咁樣回答佢嘅問題。
But he also gives them more than they bargained for.
但耶穌基督唔單止回答佢嘅問題，而係俾佢哋所要想得到嘅更多。
You see, they were looking for ways to bolster their religious life, but Jesus gives them a way of life that is beyond religion.
佢哋希望咧，耶穌基督俾一個答案能夠提升佢哋嗰個嘅宗教嘅生活，但耶穌基督俾佢哋嗰個答案咧，係提出一個新嘅生活嘅方式。
He quotes an ancient text that each of them would have said every day of their lives.
佢引用咗一個舊約，而係呢一班法利賽人係每一日都會引用嘅。
Deuteronomy 6, it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one."
就係喺申命記嘅第六章第四節就話：以色列你要聽，我們嘅神耶和華係獨一嘅神。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
你要爱耶和华你嘅神，你要尽心尽性尽意爱你嘅神。
And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart.
我今日所吩咐你嘅，你要存喺心里边。
Jesus says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind."
耶稣话你要尽心尽意尽性爱你嘅神。
This is the first and greatest commandment.
呢個就係第一條同埋最重大嘅戒命。
In saying this, Jesus really deals with motivations, then, doesn't he?
咁你當耶穌基督用呢個回答佢嘅時候，耶穌係咪已經直直接接咁嚟針對佢哋動機呢？
You Pharisees, you religious leaders, you want so badly to be right.
你哋呢班法利賽人，你哋好想樣嘢都做得好啱。
You want to be thought of as good, to be looked at as someone who follows the law.
你要人哋咧覺得你係好嘅，要人哋睇到你就係話你係守律法嘅。
But out of it all, do you love God?
但係喺呢啲之外，到底你愛唔愛神？
What is your motive?
你嘅動機係乜嘢？
You have said these words nearly every day of your life, and yet you have missed living out this very basic and very important commandment.
你喺生活上，你每一日你都講住呢啲嘅説話，但係喺啲行為喺生活上邊，你根本就活唔出嚟，最基本嘅都做唔到。
You've been trying to be very diligent in keeping the law, but why?
你咁努力想守住個律法，到底係咩緣故？
What has motivated you to do this?
你背後嘅動機係乜嘢？
I think Jesus knew that these men had become guilty of trying to do the right things for the wrong reasons, and he's calling them on it.
我知道耶穌基督知道佢哋想做呢啲嘢，但係佢哋嗰個動機完全錯曬。
Because after he talks about loving your neighbor as yourself, Jesus says,On these two commandments depend all the law and prophets.
因為咧，耶穌話咧，要愛神之外咧，仲要愛人如己，所以呢一兩條咧就係律法同埋先知嘅總綱。
The whole law hangs on these two.
所有嘅律法都喺呢兩條當中。
And he brings a seriousness to this law as never before.
佢好嚴肅咁將呢個律法嘅總綱提出嚟。
Not on following the law alone, but who you follow them for and why you follow them matters.
唔單單係守律法，而係你為邊個守律法，同埋你點樣守律法。
In saying this, Jesus turns the tables on these Pharisees and forces them to look into their own hearts and examine their own motives.
喺對話當中，耶穌咧將個問題調翻轉，要嗰啲法利賽人嚟到檢視自己嘅心，嚟到檢視自己嘅行為。
He really makes them ask the question of themselves, do you love God?
佢就係要問一個問題，就係你到底愛唔愛神？
And this really becomes a direct question.
呢個成為一個好直接嘅問題。
A direct question of those standing before him, caught in their religiously motivated trappings.
因為呢一個問題問到一班咧，佢哋自己都喺自己嗰個宗教嘅陷阱裏邊打滾嘅人。
And this becomes a direct question for us.As we think about what is our motivation for what we do in the Christian life.
亦都呢個問題亦都成為我哋今日作為基督徒，我哋要過信徒生活嘅一個，我哋用咩動機嚟到過信徒生活嘅一個問題。
Do we really love God? I mean, really love God.
我哋係咪真係去愛神，真真正正嘅愛神
？Does it ever come out of our mouths?
我哋係咪淨係用把口去講？
Can it be verified in our actions?
我哋可唔可以用行動去證明啊？
Proven in our attitudes.
用我哋嘅態度去證明啊？
Is love of God the source of our motivation as a Christian?
到底我哋愛神係咪我哋成為我哋信徒嘅一個動機呢？
Really, it is possible to be like the Pharisees even in our setting.
呢個情況面對法利賽人嘅情況，我哋亦都係可以同樣喺處喺同一個處境當中。
It is possible to try to do mission because we feel obligated.
有時我哋覺得我哋要做宣教嘅事，因為我哋覺得我哋責任所在。
Or we feel like we would receive special treatment or honor.
或者我哋因為做咗宣教，我哋有特殊嘅款待啊，或者我哋有一種嘅光榮感。
The problem with this is if you aren't properly motivated, you will quickly lose motivation and quit before you ever find satisfying results.
問題就喺呢度啦。如果我哋動機唔純正嘅時候咧，我哋好快覺就發現咧，我哋根本達唔到我哋嘅目的嘅時候咧，我哋就退卻。
What Jesus is talking about when he talks about loving God and loving your neighbor is more powerful and more sustainable when we talk about being motivated for the Christian life and mission.
當耶穌教我哋話要我哋愛神、要愛鄰舍嘅時候，之所以強而有力同埋有能夠有呢個持續性。我哋一定要出自我哋嘅动机，系为呢个福音嘅缘故。
The question then becomes for us: Are we motivated by the great commandment for mission?
到底我哋系唔系因为大使命，我哋先至有呢种咁嘅热诚呢
In order to help us with this, we must ask some other questions as well. Questions like, how do I love God? With another person, it can be obvious as to how we are to love them, but with God, it's a bit difficult because you can't see Him or touch Him. Also, why do we love God? Is He worthy of our love, or is this just a commandment? And finally, how does this great commandment motivate us for Christian life and mission? Because this commandment that Jesus gives as a summary for the law deals with not only following the law. But our motives in following the law, so how does this all work together? These are the questions I want to tackle one by one. So let's look at how we love God. The text gives us direction as to how we are to love God, and it is holistic. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. That is, you are to choose to love God with your whole being. He starts with our heart. The heart is the seat of your emotions, the place of your desires. Your heart is the central place of what you live for. This means that God and God alone is the one you desire most. More than money, power, possessions, or people, you love God. Then he says, with all your soul. That means at the core of who you are, you love God. Not the fake you, not the person you let other people see, but the real you. The you when the covers of your life are pulled back, when you are who you are, when the real you has a chance to come out and play. When the real you loves God, you love God with all your soul. Then finally, love God with all your mind. Your thoughts are involved. You don't go through loving God absent of any intellect. You pursue God with your mind. You use the resources that are there for you. The resources for loving God with your mind are right in front of you. The Bible, prayer, and meditation, these are all ways you can start to love God with your mind. When it comes to how to love God, the answer is with all of you. It is your whole life. To love God, truly love God, you must find Him to be your greatest treasure. And see the rest of things that vie for our attention as secondary to God Himself. Now, does this mean we have no other affection? I mean, if I love God with all of me, then is there room left in me to love anyone or anything else?
Then
And the answer is yes, there is.
问题, 答案是有的，仍然有。
This is obvious in the rest of the passage, as the text says, we are to love our neighbors as ourselves.
经文的下半部就教导我们，我们要爱人如己。
This means we are to love people.
就说我们要除了爱神之外，还要爱人。
And there is a way in which we are to love ourselves.
就是爱人爱到一个地步，就好似爱我们自己咁。
What is critical, though, is that above all, God wins.
无论如何，神是首要第一位。
He is the top of the chart. He is worthy of our highest affection.
他是第一位，他是值得我们全人这样去爱的。
Now the question becomes, how do we show this?
现在的问题就是说，我们用什么方法来表达我们的爱？
What would the evidence be that we love God with all of our heart, soul, and mind?
有什么证据来证明我们是尽心、尽意、尽力这样去爱神呢？
This really can be simple and quite similar to how we show love to others.
其实是很简单的，即是我们怎样爱人呢，就亦都看得出我们怎样爱神。
Things like, do you talk with him?
你同神有没有对话？
Do you talk about him?
你有没有同人讲起神呢？
Does God ever make it into your conversations?
在我们平时的谈话之中有没有提及神呢？
How about when you're with non-believers?
你在不信的人当中有没有讲及神呢？
Is he in your thoughts? Do you trust him and love him enough to obey him?
你有没有时时思考神啊？想起神啊？你信不信神啊？你信不信服神啊？听不听句话？
One professor from Bible college simply said, when you love someone, you find out what they want you to do and you do it.
有一个神学院的教授，他曾经这样讲过，如果你爱一个人呢，你会找出那个人想做什么，你为他而做。
So if she likes daisies, bring her daisies.
他喜欢daisy的花，你送些daisy给他。
And if he likes cars, learn about cars.
哦，他又喜欢车咩？你咪学下车嗰啲嘢咯。
You find out what they like and show them love by doing it.
你找出他们的兴趣，他们喜欢什么，你就去做。
And we have a whole book that shows us what God likes.
我们有整本书告诉我们，神到底喜欢什么。
If we love him, we will obey his commandments.
如果我们爱神的话，我们会顺服他的诫命。
1 John 5:3 says, For this is the love of God.
在约翰一书第五章第三节这样讲。
That we keep his commandments.
我们遵守他的诫命。
And his commandments are not burdensome.
他的诫命不是难守的。
So we see two things here. If we love God, we will keep his commandments.
有两样东西，如果我们爱神，我们就遵守他的诫命。
But it isn't like his commandments are something outrageous.
但是他的诫命不是很难守的。
He loves us, and his commandments lead to life.
他爱我们，他的诫命也都带给我们生命。
His commandments lead away from false gods that will promise the world but deliver nothing.
他的诫命会引领我们离开假神，假神只是给我们这个世界，而世界是虚无的。
And his commandments lead us to a way of life that will allow us to truly live.
他的诫命会给我们一个生命，我们是有一个可以活出我们一个生命。
If you love God, you will acknowledge that he loves you.
如果你爱神的时候，你都会认识得到神是爱我们的。
You will recognize that his way is best.
你会知道他的方法是最好的。
And you will find out what that way is and live accordingly.
你会找出他要我们所行的道路，你会跟着去行。
Not out of fear.
不是因为我们的恐惧。
But out of love.
是因为我们爱他。
Do you love God?
你爱不爱神呢？
This begins to answer the next question, that being, why do we love God?
咁咧，我哋就可以回答第二个问题：我哋点解要爱神？
And the answer is because he first loved us.
我哋爱神，因为神首先爱我哋。
1 John 4:9-10. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us.
呢个神喺我哋当中显明。
That God sent his only Son into the world.
神将他的独生的儿子差派到世上。
So that we might live through him.
我们可以藉着他来得生。
In this is love.
这个就是爱了。
Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪作了挽回祭。
We love God because he first loved us.
我哋爱神，因为神首先爱咗我哋。
We love God because He gave everything in order that we would have a relationship with Him.
我哋爱神，因为神首先将佢所有嘅都俾晒我哋，好叫我哋同佢有一个嘅关系。
We love God because He is our Redeemer.
我哋爱神，因为神系我哋嘅救赎主。
He is the one who forgives our sins, past, present, and saves us from future sin.
祂是赦免我们过往的罪、现在的罪和将来的罪的救赎主。
He is our leader, and He leads us into abundant life.
祂是我们的领袖，祂会带领我们过丰盛的生命。
That is why we love God.
这个是我们爱神的原因。
It is His love for us that motivates love for Him.
因为祂爱我们，所以呢，我们有爱祂的动机。
And really, this circles back to our motivation for missions.
这个呢，就是循环回来，我们为什么会有一个去做宣教的动机。
Truly, friends, as I have spoken over the past year with people from this church,
亲爱的朋友，在过往当中，我们的会众朋友有这样的交流。
Those who have had a desire to live as followers of Jesus and have felt called to missionaries in trail,
他跟我们说，他们因为要是跟随耶稣基督的缘故，所以他们有这个这样的动机去到trail那里做宣教。
I recognize in them a people who are motivated by a love for God.
我就很清楚地知道他们的动机是因为他们爱神的缘故。
Every time I have sat back in amazement at the commitment of your missions team,
当你们那个短宣队来到的时候呢，我都被他们那个的委身来到的感动。
Every time I've thanked them for doing what they do,
每一次我都感谢他们所做的一切。
They have always come back saying they do it because of the grace of God in their lives.
他次次都告诉我们，他们之所以这样做，都是因为神在他们身上的恩典的缘故。
They do it because they love God and God calls them to love people.
他们这样做，因为他爱神，而神也呼召他们要爱人。
This is living the Christian faith.
这个就是将这个基督的信仰活出来。
This is how they stay motivated for missions.
这个就是为什么他们对宣教这么有动机，这么有热诚。
As God loves them and they love Him, they receive His blessing of experiencing more love.
因为神爱他们，他也爱回神。而佢哋就係又叫得到神嗰個恩典嘅時候，咁又再嚟到鼓動佢哋去出去愛人。
I praise God for them because they are an example of what Jesus was talking about.
為咗佢哋，我感謝神，因為佢哋講出耶穌基督所講所做嘅。
They love God and they love people.
佢哋愛神，佢哋愛人。
And out of their commitment to the great commandment, they are motivated for the great commission.
因為佢哋为了这个大使命来到委身的，他们活出了这个的大使命呼召他们所做的。
Thank you for allowing me to be a part of this.
多谢你们能够容让我成为大家的一份子。
Thank you for loving Jesus with all your heart, soul, and mind.
感谢你们，你们用尽心、尽意、尽力爱主耶稣基督。
Thank you for allowing this love for God to motivate you to love people and be on mission for Christ.
感謝你們大家都有這種的從神愛了你們，你們又愛回神這種這樣的動機。
Thank you for inspiring me and the people of Trail to have a greater commitment to the great commandment to be motivated for the great commission.
感謝你們啟迪了我，啟迪了這個 Trail 的社區的群眾來到為這個大使命的回應，而更加對這個宣教有這個的熱誠。
May God richly bless you as you continue to reach out to the lost and the lonely.
愿神大大的赐福给大家，能够更加的继续去出去做外展，来到更加去接触到一些失丧的人。
May God continue to use you more and more for the advancement of His kingdom.
愿神大大的使用你，为神的国度扩张的缘故，大大的使用你们。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祈祷。
Great Heavenly Father, I thank you for the Richmond Chinese Alliance Church.
亲爱的天父，我为列治文华人宣道会来到感谢你。
I thank you for each person that is here today.
我为今日在座的每一位感谢你。
I pray that you would encourage them as they continue their missions work,
both in Richmond and around the world.
我求你鼓动每一个位都能够参与宣教嘅工作，无论喺列志文又好，或者系世界其他嘅地方都好。
I thank you for the partnership between this church and the church in Trail, and I pray for much more fruit in the future.
感谢你，我哋喺呢两间教会 Trail 嘅教会、列志文嘅教会能够有同工嘅机会，亦都感谢你为我哋将来嘅铺排。
Thank you, Jesus, for saving us.
感谢主，你拯救我哋。
And for giving us this great message to take out.
俾我哋一啲个嘅信息嚟到带出去。
May we be faithful because of our love for you.
求主因为我哋爱你而忠心。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉耶稣基督嘅名祈祷。
Amen.